Ladies and gentlemen, I am Carl Philip Emanuel Bach, the second son of Johann Sebastian Bach. You may be wondering why I look a little bit like George Washington and have an Australian accent. Well, to tell you the truth, time travel is not yet a precise science, and some things just get a little bit jumbled up in the process. I'm sure you'll forgive me. According to the history books, I was the most successful of our father's children. I was fortunate. I had a good formal education, which was important to Dad. He was orphaned as a boy and learned his musical craft as an apprentice. Even as great a musician as Johann Sebastian was, his lack of formal education led his aristocratic and church employers to sometimes treat him with disdain. So our father made sure that his sons received a good education. I earned a law degree. In those days, though, a law degree was not entirely a vocational study. It had a larger liberal arts aspect to it. As for my musical studies, my father was my only teacher. After law school, I immediately turned my attention to my musical career. There was never a doubt as to the greatness of my father's musicianship, but back in those days, we didn't foresee that his compositions would have such staying power centuries later. Johann Sebastian stuck to his conservative style of composition and never adopted the modern styles that I and those of my generation embraced. My style of composition was called the expressive style. In that style, I tried to capture the fleeting nature of emotions in a musical manner that frequently and rapidly changed character. Johann Sebastian, though, stayed with the older style, with greater emphasis on counterpoint and with movements that stayed in the same character throughout. During my days, my music was played more often than my father's, but now, well over 200 years later, the balance has reversed. Not that my music isn't played. In fact, one of my trio sonatas was played by the faculty at the school just a few weeks ago. In the cello works, there is another old-fashioned quality. They are sweets, not like candy, more like collections of antique dance movements. In these old suites, there is a basic framework formed by four movements, the Allemande, Courant, Saraband, and Jig. In many suites, from what you now call the Baroque era, you'll find those four movements. Those movements create a pattern of slow, fast, slow, fast that mirrors sonatas from the same time. In addition to those basic movements, the composer would add other movements. Some composers added several movements, sometimes so many that it was understood that they all wouldn't be played in one sitting. J.S. Bach, in his cello suites, added a prelude, and he inserted another movement before the jig. In the second suite, a minuet, and in the others, a bourée. The dance music of these suites was never meant to be actually danced. The irregularities and flights of fancy that make them fun to listen to would make them impossible to dance to, just as in more recent times some of Piazzolla's tango pieces are for listening and not dancing. As I said, J.S. Bach wrote in such a way that each movement typically stayed in one character. Much of the variety comes from the difference in character from one movement to another. Each piece has a different character, tempo, and rhythm typical of the dance it represents. Going through the movements, the prelude isn't a dance movement. It's a free-form piece that has an almost improvisatory quality. In French, the title Allemande literally translates as German, and the Allemande is a serious, slow dance. Courant translates as running and is a fast movement. Like the Courant, the Saraband is also in 3 beats per measure, but in a slow, grave tempo, and it also has the unique rhythmic quality of having a stress on the second beat of the measure, almost as strong as the downbeat. The minuet is a name still used these days, though usually spelled with an I, and is much the same, a piece in 3 beats. The bourée is a quick movement in double time. Both the minuet and the bourée are actually double movements, each one with a second complete movement, after which the first part is played again. The last movement of the suite, a jig, is a bit of what you'd expect by the same name spelled J-I-G, a lively movement to finish the set.